Did you know that statistics show the number one indicator that a person will receive transformation is if they know, like, and trust the person providing the transformation? This is true in a doctor's office, a therapist's office, a classroom, a locker room pep talk, a parent-child relationship, just about anywhere. The teacher might be really good at explaining addition, but if the child can't stand the teacher, how much harder is it going to be for her to learn math? By doing the SIP formula before and during your call, you've already set yourself up to build massive rapport. Setting an intention for transformation lets you fall in love with the participants before they even join the call. When they see you light up in their presence, they're already going to feel like they know, like, and trust you. In the takeoff video, you'll get some fun, simple ways to build massive rapport between yourself and the group and between all the group participants. When people feel comfortable on the call, they're so much more likely to receive the transformation they seek. Even if your intention for the call is as simple as teaching someone to do math, here are some things you should know about building group rapport. Number one, it is more important to look at the people in the Zoom room on your computer screen than to look at the camera. I believe looking at the camera builds fake rapport and people can feel it. Really connect with the participants and your heart. The setup video shows you my trick for positioning the camera in a way that makes it look like I'm making eye contact when I look at the participants on my screen. Two, looking at the participants will also take the pressure off of you as you're learning to step into confidence. I always keep my screen in gallery view so I can see the people in the room. Sometimes that's not possible if there are presentations where the audience doesn't have their camera on. In that case, I just step into the same state as if I'm looking at the participants and act like they're right there with me. Three, it's your job to set the tone of the room and help people feel safe, comfortable, and confident sharing. We'll talk more about how to do that in future videos, but here's a hint. It's all about your state and intention. They'll naturally pick that up for you. Four, many people ask, how many people is a good number for a group call? Here, I want to remind you that if you can dream it, you can do it. I 100% believe that you can build the same deep rapport on a call with 500 people as with 15 people. Every single person on that call has a front row seat. They can watch you in speaker view, and it's like you're right there in the room with them. Or they can watch in gallery view and have the experience of watching you alongside a dozen or so participants. The only difference I've observed is that having 10 or less people on the call allows you to let each participant share if it's appropriate to do so. Usually, if there's more than 20, it makes no difference because a Zoom screen only shows about 20 people at once, depending on your monitor. When you use the SIP formula before and during the call, you are equipped to affect change with any size audience, as long as you believe you can. And you might as well just go ahead and believe you can. It takes the exact same amount of energy as believing you can't. It just might take a little bit more practice at first. And you might need to just pretend you believe you can at first. Above all, remember, you are in charge of setting the tone of the call. Cassie and I will continue to equip you to confidently do that during the remainder of this course. Are you getting excited? I'll see you in the next video.